Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States Agency for International Development and the Interim Government of Venezuela recently signed a development objective agreement. This agreement is the first step in formalizing USAID development assistance for the legitimate government of Venezuela, which is led by Interim President Juan Guaido and the National Assembly. Mr. Guaido was declared interim president by the democratically elected National Assembly in January and has been recognized by 55 governments worldwide. Under the terms of the agreement, USAID is committed to providing $98 million in development assistance for Venezuelans inside Venezuela. That includes a portion of the funding that was announced at the UN General Assembly and brings USAID's total development assistance for the dire situation inside Venezuela to some $116 million. At the signing ceremony, Administrator Green said that the new funds will build upon our existing support for local human rights defenders, civil society organizations, independent media, and electoral oversight. When circumstances allow, the funding will also support the efforts led by Interim President Guaido's administration to repair a healthcare system that has been utterly destroyed by Maduro's mismanagement and corruption. In addition, these funds will help to deploy agricultural resources once democracy has been restored in Venezuela. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Cuba and Venezuela, Carrie Filippetti, said this agreement formalizes the commitment the U.S. has to not just seeing a transition, but in engaging in the hard work of bringing prosperity and democracy back to the people of Venezuela after a transition. It shows that we are here now, we will be there during a transition, and we will continue to be there as a key partner going forward. The Venezuelan people deserve nothing less than the full restoration of their liberty and democracy, said Administrator Green. The road ahead is difficult, but the United States has reliable partners in Interim President Guaido and the National Assembly. To all who continue to bravely fight to recover their country, their freedom, and their dignity, we stand with you, said Administrator Green. And just like you, we will not back down.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.